Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
And now for something completely different.
Hey, I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm in 3 Halls of Fame. For the young fans, they don't give a damn. They just give a damn about themselves and what they're hearing now. And I got no problem with those rules. I know the rules going in. I'm happy to play the game that way.
And when Ivan came off with that knee drop from the top rope and he bent me, I thought that something happened. I couldn't hear a thing. You could have heard a pin drop in that arena. It touched me so deeply that when I went in the dressing room, I really felt depressed.
I'll tell you that, I'll tell you right to his face. If Hogan and I, if he wanted to get in a real street fight with me, trust me, he would lose, and he knew it.
You know, that's the other thing. They give you the belt, and they're like, okay, you're in charge of me. I was like, what?
When you mentioned a guy like Harley Race, that kind of legendary status, it's obvious why people would get upset.
As far as I'm concerned, Roddy Piper was not a wrestler. He wasn't even a good worker. If he had to go out and work his way to the top and not have good friends like Jim Barnett. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good guy. He's just not a tough guy.
Bro, I swear to you, I don't have an ego. Like, I don't give a crap. That stuff is not important to me. People don't know me. They have no idea of who I am. They know of me as being a fictional character that they saw on TV.
People didn't understand that, you know, the guy they saw in the ring that happened to be using his real name and happened to actually be the president of the company, they really believed that that guy that they loved to hate was actually a pretty decent guy. And I think many people have the perception that I really was that character.
Oh my God.
Tonight.
Hello and welcome to the Two-Man Power Trip of Wrestling. I am your host, JP Jampaz. With me today, two very special guests. Of course, one AEW superstar, the other a former WWE World Heavyweight Champion. They are the one and only the Nemeth Brothers, Ryan and Nick. Guys, how you doing?
Fantastic.
What an introduction. Wow, thanks.
Hunks, so I see you got that email I sent. Thank you for that.
The Hunks, if you will. Hunkamania. Guys, tell us. I guess we'll start with Ryan first, though. We got Hunkamania coming up. Helium in Philadelphia. Tell us all about what's going on.
You know, we like to do these shows where we combine our comedy performances, some special guest wrestlers who we never announce, but it's always fun to have them pop up. And it's exciting to see who will show up there and get on stage with us. And we have some amazing comedians. And, you know, in the past year, we've done sellout shows in, let's see, Vegas, Detroit, a few in LA, you did Chicago, where else? What am I thinking of?
That's most. We bounced around, but also you set them, and also LA a couple different times, and it's so fun. Different venues every time, different crowds, different people, comedy people, wrestling shows in town. It depends, however it goes. It's always great. But just make sure when you're clicking the ticket links, there's a different Hunkamania out there also. So sometimes it's a little bit different of a show.
Now that's Hunk-O-Mania, which is
right. I went to grab the link today just to make sure, because I was doing one last weekly promotion of everything. And I went Hunk-O-Mania, and the first 20 things said Hunk-O-Mania, which is an all male review, which is very similar to our show, but it's not as typecast.
Make sure though, it's Helium at the Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. Yes. Yeah,
we were looking to go to Helium for a long time. The fans, without WrestleMania, without being in town for Philadelphia, that club, I've been told by all the comic friends that I have to get there, and also the people of Pennsylvania, like, hey, man, get in here, do the show, Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, get to a Helium, and we finally get to do it. And it's WrestleMania week, so extra exciting.
Now, Ryan, was this your brainchild to do it? And you said, Nick, let's do it. Or did you guys kind of come up with this together?
There's been parallel paths. Nick's been doing stand-up on his own for probably more than 10 years, I think. How long? Probably that long?
Several millennia. Yeah, no, yeah. I hate saying that. I'll be like, how long have you been? Like 10 years. I'm like, what? I'm like, well, the first 4 years, it was one time a year. And then the next 4 years, it was like three times a year. So you got to get like 5,000 reps to figure out what the hell you're doing. So it's still scary. We're still goofy. And we still half-assed don't know what we're doing. But that's the best part. Bringing up some friends who don't know what they're doing or getting into and scared to death. And you see some of the coolest, awesomest wrestlers in the world up there sweating it out. And it's also a pretty good time.
And we also have some of the best comedians, in the country. You've had people like Rachel Wolfson from Jackass on, Matt Edgar, who's a Comedy Store, and, LA and Austin regular guy, Jenna Friedman, who's got a new book out. She's an Academy Award nominated screenwriter. You've had some pretty big shows. So it's awesome. They're fun shows. And on this show, we have Claire Sunbee from Chicago, who's like a mainstay at the Laugh Factory there, who's done a few shows with us. She's so funny and raunchy. And Dan Barry, who's been a wrestler forever and also been performing at the top level at comedy clubs in New York City and all over the country. They're fun. They're very fun shows, and VIP is sold out for this one, but there's a few general admissions. So we hope if anyone wants one that you get one and hurry up, because the day of the show, that place will be standing room only, or you're not going to get one. And that's just how it goes.
Nick, the last time I talked to you, this couple of years ago, you were actually promoting comedy appearance, but you were wrestling Goldberg at SummerSlam. You won't remember
that.
That
was somewhat of a comedy sketch. That's a great point. It's pretty good.
No, but you said to me, like, hey, look, I'm going to shock the world. I thought you were giving me a spoiler. You're almost at the first 2 seconds of the match. Like, oh my God, he gave me a spoiler. Holy crap. Oh my God.
Has any comic ever been injured severely by a microphone? Because that would be kind of the same thing, I guess. My favorite is, I was very lucky. My friend Renee was on commentary for the opening of that match. Super kick to his face, and I just hear her go, "Oh my God!" And I was like, "Yeah, hell yeah!" And I go, "Oh yeah, I got 20 more minutes with this guy. Great." So if I can pull 15 minutes out of a hat with Goldblurg, just think of what I can do with some prepared notes and some smart mark remarks and a fun time and a hot crowd and having a blast and 37 whiskeys in me. It'll be a blast.
We always get a one or two lucky fans to come on stage and do something with us too. So that's always fun.
That's the coolest part is the Q&A, the audience interaction, them saying hi, them having a memory, having a story, me just saying Spirit Squad, and the whole place already laughing before I say anything, because it's cool to see you out of your comfort zone, but also remember, like, oh yeah, I was in a five guy group cheerleading thing. And You know, it has WrestleMania main event all over it, being in a five guy group cheerleading thing. Yes.
Hey, you guys were invested though in that gimmick. I mean, it got over, but you guys had tremendous heat. I mean, they hated you.
They hated our guts almost as much as I hated doing it. So it was kind of a win-win. But after the year, the full year, we did almost a 12-month run. And after that year, my heart came out of my stomach just a little bit, because during that time, I got to work with some of the greatest of all time and learn from them every single weekend. And that's the reason I'm so good at my job. So kind of it was a weird thing. My heart dropped into my stomach and I was like, this is going to be the worst thing ever. And it turned out to be the awesomest thing, except for standing next to Vicky Guerrero, why she got booed just as much or even more.
Hey, you got to work with Flair and Shawn Michaels a lot. So that's, no knocking. That's just tremendous.
Every weekend, it was another legend, Dusty Rhodes, Roddy Piper, Sergeant Slaughter, you name it. It was so cool. But on the weekends, it would be Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Ric Flair rotating two out of the three and just learning from some of the greatest of all time. Like, you can't get a better education than that. It's the reason why I'm as good as I am. So,
now, only add to that, you never know who's going to be at Hunkamania.
That's the best part. Whoa. Other than the announced guests, real actual comics, actual material, the Q&A and the interaction that you have, we always have a couple surprise guests, someone coming in through the crowd. There's always some type of physical aspect to the show, one way or another, whether it's a wrestler interrupting another one. So we make it fun and have it stand out from just a comedy show. You get a comedy, you get real comedians, you get wrestlers doing comedy, comedians trying to talk wrestling, and then you get some kind of interaction with someone kicking me in the face at the end of the night or something.
And there's always someone, as the show is starting, messaging me, hey, they say they're sold out, can you get me in? Just buy a ticket right now. Get a ticket. I'll tell you, the most annoying thing for the two of us is, as we're freaking out trying to produce the show and go on stage, someone going, hey, I'm outside, they said they don't have my thing, can you get me in? Can you buy me one? Can I get in? I'm like, dude, just buy a freaking ticket already, man.
Yeah, really.
And it's a big week. It's WrestleMania week. So everything's there's shows all over the place.
Yeah.
No matter where you're going or what wrestling show you're going to see, an afternoon one, a night one, get the tickets now so you're not stuck outside when you hear about this cool thing happening. Not just for our show, that entire week. I'm wrestling Thursday afternoon, Thursday night, doing things Friday, doing things Saturday. It's such a great week, because maybe 8-9 years ago, when I would do like Caroline's Comedy Club, we'd have a big show on Friday night before WrestleMania. There was one or two other events going on, maybe a big wrestling show and something else. Now that there's comedy shows, there's interactive shows, there's wrestling shows in the afternoon, at night, everything. It's kind of cool that because of this entity of WrestleMania, so many wrestlers get to come together and do WrestleCon, Robbie Friday and Saturday or whatever it is, Bloodsport on Thursday afternoon. As far as I know, I've watched all the Van Damme movies. I don't know what I could do more than that, than just show up and be ready to go.
You should do what that one guy does and, like, remember that guy? Like,
oh, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
is it weird, though?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Nick, is it weird, though, like, to be a part of WrestleMania week but not be a part of WrestleMania? Like, I mean, this is going to be completely different for you.
Here's the thing. It's not going to be completely different, because I'm trying to think back now. WrestleMania week, we'd do Monday, we would do Raw. Tuesday, we would all go there for the week and do a bunch of promotion for somebody else's match instead of mine. So I'll be at least promoting, like, is it great that Goldberg is sitting at home, but I got to promote his match against Brock Lesnar for some reason for 5 straight days?
Well, you got to have that big NXT match that one time.
I did. Yep. Stand and deliver, big weekend, NXT title on the line.
Braun Breaker.
But it is going to be very similar. I'm going to see a bunch of my old friends. A bunch of old-time wrestlers will stop me and tell me that no one knows how to work anymore and everybody sucks now, but back in their day, they were good. And then I get to see all my old friends, and it's very similar. A week long of bumping into everybody in the gym, seeing a bunch of fans, but instead of just having the WWE lockdown access signing, I get to be at WrestleCon with everybody else all day long, Friday and Saturday, and then I get to see some old friends too, Arn Anderson, Lex Luger, whoever's there. Like, it's cool for me to see those people too, instead of just a group chat where we're just making fun of everybody else.
Right. Now, Ryan, is this like the prototypical audience that you'd like, though, wrestling fans, or do you like just straight up comedy fans too, or do you like a mix of both?
Oh, it depends. You know, there's so many different kinds of audiences here in LA that I've kind of grown to know which style is good for each. You know, Silver Lake, you got to be a little weird. The comedy story got to be kind of like general mass appeal humor. And at the wrestling shows, it's interesting. I'll try those the different kinds of material. And then at some point I'll go, you guys just want to hear wrestling stuff, right? Yeah. Like, okay. All right. So it's fun either way. You just got to be prepared. And it's interesting to see someone who's not used to performing in front of a wrestling crowd, who's just will kill in any other scenario, go out and just be like, man, that's kind of a rough crowd. And it's like, no, it's not. You just got to mention wrestling at any point. And then they'll cheer and then they'll love you. You just got to do one of those and then they're on your side, you know?
Even if you just go out and go, man, I don't know what wrestling is. And they'll just start laughing. Yeah. Like, hey, you're in. They're like, yeah, we got them. Here we go. So that's the key to being
a secret. Once you unlock that code, you're in with them and it's very fun. I remember the first time we did a show at Second City. Maybe you're our special guest at Second City Hollywood. One of my improv buddies came to watch the show, and she said, that was the most testosterone in one room I've ever seen ever at Second City ever. Holy shit, I've never seen something like that there. And I was like, yeah, that's how it goes when you mix these two worlds.
It's pretty cool, like, to have the wrestling audience that you can kind of like manipulate and stuff, but also the comedy audience, you know, you can kind of manipulate. Yeah. Right, Nick, it's very similar in that regard.
And that's what makes it exciting for us, because we're live performers anyway. And even though, you know, in this day and age, for the most part, for giant big matches, you have some things that are planned in the back of your head. But just like Ryan said, I walked out there before when I was opening for Sarah Tiana. And nobody wants to hear wrestling jokes. And you're like, okay, now I got to see if my Chipotle bit works as good as I thought it did. And but the best thing is also you go out to that wrestling crowd and you just see a bunch of Kevin Owens shirts in the front. You just say something about Goldberg and everyone starts laughing. Or they're like, no, we've heard that before. Let's get to the dating part. Like, not that I even have girlfriends, but that's part.
Or now, if you pick on a wrestler that they actually all love, it doesn't go over well too. So you got to be able to adjust, you know?
Yeah, that's true. What if you say Ryan? What if you say the wrong guy? You know, you're ripping on Flay or something, and they're all Flayer fans. You know, you gotta get that.
Gotta think on your feet. That's the best part. Switching it up on the fly, getting red in the face, and going, "All right, how do I fix it?"
All right, you know.
Is it like calling a match in the ring? Is that very similar to that?
Calling it on the fly and figuring it out as you go is the best part. That's the absolute. That's the prepared material is lame. Going spot A to B. No way. Tell some jokes, feel out the room, and have a blast with it. That is the absolute flying by the seat of Ryan's vintage pants.
If you're sinking on your own, though, you don't have anyone else. You got to just. But if you're crushing on your own, you don't have to share that with someone else. Like, yep,
that is true.
Good job.
Now, Nick, speaking of wrestling, of course, TNA, you're part of New Japan Pro Wrestling as well. Do you want to kind of jump back in and like have a contract somewhere? Like, you know, you were in WWE for almost 20 years. Let's be honest. I mean, you were there for a long time. Is that something you want to jump back in and do contract stuff? Or do you like kind of being the big free agent, the big wanted man, if you will?
You know, I didn't want to be the big wanted man, but I just wanted to, I was very, very fortunate. I didn't know the day after I left WWE if no one was going to call or 2,000 people were going to call. Hilariously, it was 2,000 people. So once I reset my phone, I realized, I go, okay, I can do all these different things. I just got out of a long-term relationship, 19 years, man. And every time a movie came up, a show came up, an outside opportunity came up, it either had to be run through 20 different people or it was passed off to someone else because that's not who they didn't want me for it. So now having this and having several other companies out there that allow you to do everything you'd like to non-exclusive contracts, exclusive, however you want it. I wanted to check out everything that I've been missing on the independent scene for the last 20 years. And I wanted to see, like, hey, I've been in this bubble crushing it. Can I do the same thing starting over day one with opponents I've never seen before or I've only seen online and never been in a locker room with? So I added that in and said, I'm going to do 8 months, maybe a year, bouncing around, seeing what fit, what I like without signing a contract. And I definitely made it very clear. I'm with TNA and I'm with New Japan at the moment. New Japan, a global champion and fighting for the TNA world title on April 20th in Vegas for Rebellion. And I live for that. I'm not going to like take off in the middle of the night. I said, I'm there for a while. I'm there to do it. I just didn't want to be in an exclusive contract. So just in case something came up, I could just say, as long as I'm not working for TNA or Japan that day, I am free to say yes to things that I would normally never have the chance to. So I love working for those two companies. Extremely welcoming, awesome business models, awesome plans, insane rosters that I'm just getting started with. I cannot wait to get going with both of them.
Crazy, you fit in both like a glove, like you just fit right in and having great matches already off the start.
What it's the damnedest thing when you're really good at stuff. Sometimes it just works.
What about the fans online that say that TNA and New Japan have been holding you back all these years? What about the
GCW? How long can you sit there being held back? It's time to move on.
You know, the people that say, like, you just kind of phone it in and don't even care. You know?
Oh, me? Yeah, I just say that a lot. And I famously don't watch wrestling, and I have a new job where it's discussing wrestling on Busted Open Radio on Fridays. So all those different things, whatever the fans said, whatever they want, I worked out my plan almost exactly how I wanted to for the last 5 years. And I am the healthiest, happiest, best shape of my life. Everything feels good. And I can't wait to see if people can hang with me, not just being the other way around.
So funny when you were on Busted Open, like you're basically your first day on the job and you're like, who cares about the story, Cody Rhodes? I mean, it was, you had a great kind
of. I feel like that's a little not quite.
Well, I may be ad-libbing a little bit there. Yeah.
And most of the holes I pointed out were in Dave LaGreca's pointing out of loving the story. Yes. I love a good story. I love a 2-year story. I hope he loses. It's even better.
I was thinking the same thing.
Here's the most important part. I am looking forward to that match the most. Cody versus The Rock at WrestleMania. I can't wait for that one.
they pop.
Is he fighting some other guy? I think
he's fighting Roman at night two in the main event. I think.
Has he been at TV? Maybe he's. I don't know if he's injured.
Last night he was on TV.
I famously don't watch, but that's awesome. Yep. What did he do? Show up and pat Rock on the back and let Rock go to work?
Well, Rock and him beat up Seth Rollins and Cody. Both of them beat him up.
Excellent.
Man. The Rock was in trouble, though. Roman made the save. So Roman saved The Rock.
Look at that.
Yep. So, right. Yeah. Changing up a little bit. Yeah.
I like that.
Now, Ryan, got to ask you this.
Hey, The Rock. Remember when The Rock would be like, if you smell what The Rock is cooking?
I love that.
That's awesome.
Smell what the final boss is cooking now. Yeah.
Oh,
Ryan, what about. Speaking of The Rock, what about movie world? You keep coming up and right. You're getting your feet wet in the movie world, a little bit of Gino Hernandez out there. What's it like with the Iron Claw and just kind of getting your feet wet with doing movies?
Well, you know, I was doing that kind of stuff before I ever got involved with wrestling at all. And it's been nice the past few years to be way more active in it. And I'm very proud to be a part of the Iron Claw. I think that's the best depiction of wrestling I've ever seen in cinema. And I'm very, very, very excited about how that came out. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's streaming. So you got no excuse.
Great movie. I loved it. Great movie.
I've just incredible. Yeah. I would also recommend checking out Wanted Man on YouTube, a little short film Nick and I made to launch his new chapter of wrestling career. That was real nice too. It's nice to live in a city where you have a network of filmmaking people that where he said, hey, can we make a thing? And I was like, I have exactly who should help us make this. Let's do it. And then like, I think, I don't know, a few weeks later, we were just shooting it. So yeah, it was awesome.
Ryan did all the heavy lifting for that. I got to be the star of it, but Ryan got to be the main zombie in the movie. He got to do everything behind the scenes because we're living in LA and working behind the scenes, working in front of the camera, doing all those options, and wrote it, directed, took care of Maggie Levin took care of.
Did not direct. Yeah.
The directing part, but directing the scenes, you know, behind the scenes, writing everything, taking care of everything. Ryan did all the heavy lifting because he has, you know, the in front of the camera and behind the camera experience that made it this awesome, cool movie.
Very, very cool. Very lucky to have that network here. Yeah. So, you know, Dusty Rhodes and NXT used to tell us, we're not producing wrestling shows. We're making movies. You'd say that. And that just would, I can't do his voice. Imagine his voice. But that always stuck with me. Cause I would think, who cares about this part of it? What about, you know, when I was a kid, what made me want to watch things is that stuff, you know, the cinematic elements to it, the dramatic things that hooked you in. So I think the Wanted Man short came out well. We got around 3 million views across all platforms so far. Check it out. There's a lot of blood and guts.
Now, you guys teamed up, obviously, for that. But what about teaming up in the ring? You guys could be like the Nemeth brothers instead of the Steiner brothers. You know what I mean? You guys can team up. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely it is. But my favorite thing was when I left WWE, everyone goes, oh, you're going to AEW to tag with your brother. And I go, my brother's great, and I will tag with him, and we will do a million projects together over the next 20 years. But I'm leaving this bubble of saying that I'm the best one here for the last 10 years, and I need to go prove that and become world champion 10 times over everywhere I go just to prove it to myself and everybody else. And then we can get down to Ryan and I bumping into each other, being a part of each other's stories, becoming a team, 5 years later, fighting each other to the death. And that's just at home, not at work.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, was that your idea, bringing him to AEW? Was that just crazy fans out there?
The first few weeks I was at AEW, I was trying to get him to go to AEW. But, you know, we're all very open-minded about what's happening. He's on a pretty solid quest right now, taking over everywhere. So if we end up tagging together somewhere or fighting, what, you know, we've been on the same show. I mean, we were on this big Puerto Rico WWC pay-per-view a month or two ago. That was pretty fun to be on the same show. And I had a little run-in during his big match with Matt Cardona at GCW. I mean, we're out there.
Yeah.
Things are happening.
Nick, any truth to the fact that, because I heard this on, I think it was Conan, that you possibly were a bit of a bully when you were younger? And I don't know, maybe Ryan could back this up, that you, he used to shove people in lockers. Ryan, did he ever bully you? Did Nick ever bully you?
Did he ever bully me? I'm wavering between telling the truth or being nice.
Are you looking off camera to your lawyer who's getting no comment?
Yeah, like, oh, don't say anything.
I don't think I've ever bullied anybody in my life unless they started it somewhere, and it sure as hell wasn't in high school. High school, I was friends with everybody. I did our homeroom news channel. I was friends with all the people who creating the plays behind the scenes. I was in student council, so I was friends with those guys. I played every sport there was. So I don't think
me thinks the lady doth protest too much.
All I know is when I'm walking down that hallway, that is my hallway. So step out of my way or you get checked into some lockers. That's life.
To hang me upside down from the fence and spray paint spaz across my chest.
Now, to be fair, those freshmen were 15 and I wasn't a 17-year-old junior. I was a 35-year-old man.
Oh, even better. Even better. Like the AEW rumors, of course, being that Ryan is there. Is there interest there, or is that something that's just like in the way you're not thinking about it? It's in the future.
Much like I said, I don't want to get tied down anywhere. I want to bounce around and then, like, legitimately, day one out of there, show everyone in Japan that I can go with these guys and I'm even better than I said I was. Show everyone in TNA this is the way a champion can be and fight and look every single night, and then go out on the independent scene and still bounce around and do that. And then when I feel like, okay, now I've redone myself, I've reinvented without changing my life and style, but just showing outside of a bubble that I'm awesome at this and I love it and I want to defend every title I have every night that I can, and I don't take days off. I'm working three times as much as I was in WWE. I thought I was going to be semi-retired, but I just love it so much and I feel great. So I'm not thinking about that until 6 months, a year, maybe longer down the line, to I go, okay, you know what? Now it's time to go sign with a company and see if I can start at the bottom again and work my way all the way up to the top. Let's go.
You're the Caitlin Clark of pro wrestling, in other words.
That's what everybody says. Yes.
Yeah. A great, great line. Yeah, yeah. Great reference there. Yeah. Yeah, look at
that. She said it right. New
very
record.
Topical, Ryan.
Most 3-pointers in the tournament history, like career wise, just crazy.
I was going to mention,
are you just
Nick.
Googling stats on ESPN.com?
I think so. I'm on the bandwagon. I want to get a Caitlin Clark jersey. I think she's awesome.
Nick, I was going to say, I love that you're going to AAA in Mexico to face Alberto Del Rio, Alberto El Patron, because that's like a flash from the past. But you guys, I mean, that's going to be awesome. You guys had a great rivalry back in WWE.
We used to beat the hell out of each other, and we had a blast doing it, and he was great. And I was like, I want to go everywhere and defend any title I got and prove to anybody or any roster that let's go. And it's most of them have been me being the new kid in school every weekend, whether I'm going to the New Japan locker room, the TNA locker room the first couple times, or at an independent show, or even Rhino show, IWR. I just walk in and I know one or two people, and I go, this is brand new and scary for me. And I'm like, I'm out there going, all right, let's see if I can still do it again. Almost like Ric Flair in the old days, just bouncing around every weekend somewhere else, maybe not knowing the opponent, going 60 or 90 minutes and make it come out on top. So I am happy to go anywhere and everywhere just to go, hey guys, just so you know, I can still go when I'm not in New York.
And speaking of like WrestleMania weekend, the Monday after, the Raw after, you had one of the biggest moments ever winning the title when you beat Del Rio, and you know, it was a short match, but obviously it was kind of up and down too, because like you almost won, he almost won. I mean, legendary match, but that's one of the biggest after Raw Mania moments ever, I would say.
I would think so too. And and as much as everybody has their own favorite moments and cash-ins and different things like that, everyone always goes, yeah, but, you know, it's pretty good. It's, you know, I like that, and I like Seth, and I like someone else. I go, everybody else's cash-in was with someone the company liked and then continued with afterwards. So do not group me into that, because I was the guy who lost all the time and then became world champion, lost the first night on Raw before we even put the title on the line, and then immediately lost his first defense and then went to the back of the line right away, which whatever, I'll scrape and claw back again. But everyone goes, yeah, you know why that's not the same? Because Seth went on to be their guy. I went on to be the guy who was maybe on Superstars, maybe not on the show that week. But the best part of the moment was the fans never gave up, no matter every time I lost, every time I tried to cash in and got kicked in the face. They made that moment so special. And then that's the reason why I'm like, you know what? I got to get out of here. Like, no. The fans made this special. Let me do what I can to get back to that point, whether it takes me 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you name it.
What a moment, though. I mean, that was great. You even kind of teased not winning it, too. It's like, oh, wow, Del Rio might be hurt. And did he not get it? I mean, there was a good tease.
I'm really proud of that, that and the pay-per-view afterwards, because I was told, here's what we're going to do. After Del Rio's match tonight, while he's hurt in the ring, your music's going to hit. You're going to hit him with the briefcase 6 or 7 times and pin him. And I went, oh, no. My guys, we have this special moment where half the people think I'm getting screwed out of it, just so you know, before we even have this. And we have an injured good guy, and a bad guy is cashing in on him, beating him to death with a with a briefcase, and then just pinning him. And I go, let me have some fun. Let me tell a real story, a 2.5 minute, 3 up and down story that all pays off where he has a hurt ankle, and that's what I hold on to at the very last piece. It is such a beautiful thing that I'm glad that I begged them and talked them into letting me do. And it was such a great piece of business and story that I'll never forget the moment extra, because we got to have that story part. If I just beat him up and pinned him, it would have been cool. But you wouldn't have had that. He kicks out and the whole crowd goes, oh, my God, they're screwing Dolph. Of course they are. And then I get him and he gets out and they're like, oh, my God. Like, that is what it's all about. Not just special moments and being there for it. A beautiful story in between that. And not too many people can tell those stories, whether it's 2 minutes or 20 minutes today. And I'm very proud of that.
Now, Ryan, as we wind it down here, tell us all about, one last time, Hunkamania, not Hunk-O-Mania, Hunk-O-Mania
in Philly. Ryan,
Helium in Philly.
At Helium in Philly. It's Wednesday, which is that tomorrow? That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got to do the show.
Wednesday's Wingsday, also at Hooters, too. But yeah.
Enough promoting the show. It's at 10:30 p.m. at Helium in Philadelphia. And you know, everybody's welcome, whether you're bummed about LSU women losing yesterday and Kim or you're on the, you know, the Hawkeyes bandwagon, like, come on down. It's gonna be a fun show, if whether you love wrestling or women's basketball, either way. We have Nick Nemeth, Ryan Nemeth, Claire Sunby, Dan Barry, Brad Attitude will be doing a special cameo. And who knows what wrestling superstars we have planned or will just show up and we'll be forced to go on stage. I mean, in the past, we had Sean Spears, Rusev, Luke Harper up there. I think
John Morrison, The Miz in the past. Ryan's also trying not to say some of the surprises.
Not to spoil it.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep the surprise ones without Ryan going, yeah. The Rock. Like, oh, wait, what?
And it's fun for fans and to see what wrestler friends are just in the crowd watching. That's half the fun, is looking around going, oh, my God, the Gun Club is here.
Ryan, you're not going to do March Madness female comedy out there, are you?
Why do you, is it not? I mean, I have some...
He's just going to print out March Madness women's Wikipedia and just read it down for his. He's going to do like Andy Kaufman reading The Great Gatsby, but he's just reading Caitlin Clark's stats year to year. And he finishes her freshman year and then shuts the book and then goes, and then her sophomore year. And it's like, where's everybody going?
I was thinking about that match where you cashed in with Del Rio, and I was thinking how Friday night is the big UConn-Iowa showdown, and like a lot of people are like, no, it's on
Ryan,
my
have you been compromised by sports betting apps?
Yeah, oh my, what is going on?
You know, I don't recommend betting, but man, that Allstate commercial with Caitlin Clark is so funny. Allstate, that's a company that you don't just get insured by, you feel like you're part of a family too. So I don't know.
Oh, geez. Oh,
just
too much.
Just saying, if you know, I used to have insurance. And then
what did you always say? When you're here, your family? That's how it goes. That's the Allstate insurance line. When you're here, your family.
Farmers, Allstate.
Farmers, because Iowa, Caitlin Clark, that all makes sense. I like that. Yeah.
I thought that was Olive Garden. When you're here, your family.
I was
doing a humor joke.
I know.
Great wrestling program at Iowa, but also you just can't forget about the Lady Hawkeyes.
Ryan, who are your top three teammates of Caitlin Clark?
I think it's tricky because I love O'Grady. She's strong in the paint, but like honestly, sometimes when I see her taking a few too many steps, I'm like, you got to call that. I mean,
they let it go these days.
They do. Yeah, more so in the pros than anywhere, but you know, I don't know. Let them play, sure, but there should be rules.
Nick, besides obviously keeping up with the women's Final Four, what else is going on for you this week?
Let me think here. Wednesday, we do Hunkamania. Thursday afternoon, Bloodsport. I believe that is sold out. Thursday night, SuperCon, Super Show. That is, I believe, sold out, and that will be against Joey Janela. I have Speedball Bailey in the afternoon, Joey Janela at night. Two fights that could legitimately steal the show. And I've never wrestled either one of them before, which is very exciting and nerve-wracking for me. I can't wait to see how that goes. They both have reputations all over the globe even, and I'm looking forward to it. I've seen Bailey in our locker room a few times. He seems like a nice guy, but my neighbor's a nice guy too, so I'm looking to crack him in the face and tap him out. I'm not coming to a show named after Van Damme's Bloodsport to like, oh, I hope we all can shake and hug at the end. No. I'm looking to knock somebody out.
I've seen Joey Janela get thrown off a roof and survive. So if you think you're going to go hit a little super kick on him and win.
I think those two shows could be freaking awesome. And of course, WrestleCon, I'm there Friday and Saturday. I'm going Friday and Saturday to see the fans, but it's mostly just to see all my old friends. I can't wait for it.
Where can we find you social media wise?
Since I lost the old heel Ziggler handle, I am at Nick T. Nemeth at the moment. On Twitter, which is X, and at Nick Nemeth on Instagram. And that's where we post everything. If me and Ryan and I have a show coming up, a Hunkamania, an appearance, I'm coming to your town to do an independent show, your country. I post about it nonstop because I just love getting the word out and going, hey, man, I hope you're as excited for this as I am. But Hunkamania Wednesday night, we'll have a bunch of surprises. We won't ruin it, mm-hmm. but it's awesome. It's good comedians and some wrestlers trying to be comedians and surprise guests, the Q&A, you can ask whatever you want. There's no rules, and that's what makes it the best part of the show.
I should have some new merch there. My new Summer of Hunk design should be.
Beautiful.
I had to overnight some new shirts, but I think we'll have some new stuff. But I'll have some Hunkamania Nemeth Bros stuff there too.
Ryan, where can everybody find you on social media?
Leave me alone. I've had enough. It's Rye Nem Nem everywhere.
I feel like that you just glitched. What was it? I'm sorry. What?
Rye Rye Nem Nem. Because I think, you know, it's catchy.
Is this like when they just feed dogs peanut butter to make them act in a movie and talk? Lancelot Link?
Dude,
Rye Rye Nem Nem. Nem Nem.
I was going to say, Ryan, give us some predictions for the Final Four, but I think that's overdone, I think, right? That's too much, right, Nick? Did too much.
So here's where I slide in with my betting prestige. So he loves Caitlin Clark. They're plus 200 right now to win, but everybody's saying UConn for the men and SC for the women, and like it's not even close, not even fun to bet on them. So I went about 2-3 weeks ago, I grabbed Iowa plus 600 to win. So I'm sticking with Ryan's girl, Caitlin Clark here. And then I took Purdue to win for the guys plus 600, which is now plus 200. So they're all in great shape and they all got a chance because who wants to bet on the heavily favored ones? We got to bet $200 to win 50. Get the hell out of here. Watching the games has been fun as heck. This is the first year where I watched the men and women every chance I got, and I thought it was really cool.
I was bummed. This is one of those years Xavier's not part of anything, so then I had to just be like, well, who do I like? And just pick every game. It's been fun.
Yeah, he's Xavier. He gets him in the 19 out of 20 years. They're always in the tournament and going a couple rounds. I had Kent, who lost to get into the tournament, but the women were in, and I took them. I bet on them to win plus 30 points, and they won. They only lost by 19, so I won the bet.
Nice. Instead of busted open, KSU, you should baby. Be doing like ESPN bet or something like that. Forget about wrestling. You should be doing betting stuff.
Don't worry. I'm all over it. DraftKings, okay. ESPN bet, you name it. I'm in both, you know, because you get bonuses for showing up for March Madness and making it count. So
no, I mean,
I will be adding that into my Fridays on Busted Open. I'll be weaseling a little bit of betting in there once we get going on more.
No, I mean, you should actually be on like the channel or whatever, like when they do the ESPN bet thing with like,
you got to start somewhere, yeah. You know, baby step. We'll get there. Yeah. You don't just want to stroll in there and become the champ. I want to earn it.
I was remiss to not mention, I'm very mad at Eddie Colon.
Oh. Why?
He cost me my Puerto Rican heavyweight title this weekend at WWC. I was about to just totally win against the precious one, Gilbert, and he came in and grabbed my foot, and that led to me taking a rock bottom from Gilbert and getting pinned. So, Primo, Eddie, whatever you want to call yourself, screw you.
Primo is one of the best wrestlers in the world, and I'm not telling a joke.
And he's a scumbag.
But he's also a scumbag.
Right.
Screwed me, man.
That's one of those guys.
My time to shine.
One of my favorite of all time, but now it's like, don't meet your heroes. Now I'm so disappointed. Yeah. I don't want to meet him now.
But guys, thank you. Got to mention, of course, Hunkamania. Go to Hunkamania, that is in Philadelphia.
At sure, it's Helium.
Go to Helium. Heliumcomedy.com for more.
They got a full bar, all types of beer, you know?
All kinds of beer. That'd be a great time. It's going to be great. I need two whiskeys just to go on stage, and I'll be a little loose-lipped. Usually I'm working in New York when I get there. I got to watch my mouth a little bit. It'll be fun.
Oh, and you can ask me all types of, like, secret gossip about you know what.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that popping up a lot.
Women's Final Four.
So it's been in the news a lot lately.
Yes, it's all moving. It's all moving.
But guys, thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Nick. The Nemeth Brothers. See them, Hunkamania, Helium. Guys, thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks, man.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
We got any ID on this guy?
He is wanted and considered highly dangerous. Repeat, the suspect is wanted.
Yeah, copy.
A wanted man, huh? For what?
Officer, you need to uncuff me right now.
or we are both going to die.
Groovy.